News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, I'm speaking to one councillor who thinks we should have these swap centres, who is Vincent Jackson, who is a local election candidate and independent councillor for Ballyfermot, and he joins us. Vincent, Shane and I have been discussing this already. Now, we both like the idea, but Shane says he thinks it won't work because people will bring their utter rubbish to these places and use them as a dumping ground. What do you say to that?
Well, that has been the case in point when we start any recycling initiatives or any of the issues we try to address, the huge amounts of waste we're producing through the circular economy. Like, if you look at bottle banks, if you look at clothes banks, at the beginning, some people use the opportunity to get rid of domestic waste and everything else. But
yeah,
after a short amount of time, that's almost worked its way through the system, and people seeing the futility of that, because you risk losing that facility in your area. But I just look at countries like Canada and I look at Denmark, and they have been able to bring it in, and I'm sure they have teething problems as well. And I know the Danish in particular are much more advanced than the Nordic countries for their recycling initiatives and everything else, but we have to start somewhere. When I look at the amount of stuff that people throw out that actually could be used by other people.
Yeah, well, this is the point I was making, that one man's trash is another man's treasure. And even things that you could think were a bit rubbishy, because I use a zero waste Facebook group in my locality, and I've often gotten rid of stuff on it and got stuff that I needed that someone else was throwing out on it as well. I think it's a brilliant idea. But people do get rid of things that I would have thought were kind of rubbish, things like old pallets and stuff, but somebody else wants them because they're building something or they're burning something, or I don't even know what they do with them. But things that I would have thought, oh, that's rubbish, are not seen as rubbish by everybody.
Absolutely. If you go to any local men's shed group around the city or around the country and look how creative they are with the traditional pallet, as you mentioned there. They turn them into benches, they turn them into picnic tables, they turn them into board boxes. This is stuff that previously just went for incineration or to be mulched or whatever and used for garden mulch or whatever the case may be. But a case in point is, if you go buy a skip anywhere in the city, and, you know, look at all the waste management providers. There's thousands of skips on a daily basis. There's the best of doors, timber, plywood, like stuff that costs a fortune now, that if you go to any of the big builders providers, and I'm just saying that having that like they have, and I've seen it in operation in Canada, you can go to the bring centre type of facility. Some of them are open 24 hours a day. You pay a very small amount, a fiver or a tenner, depending on which municipality, $10 or $5. And you can actually take what you think that you'll need, but you can also bring back then what you don't need. But it just reduces the amount of stuff going to incineration, going to landfill. I know less and less is going to landfill, but it really is the circular economy. You're using what somebody else doesn't want. And about 2 years ago, I had a constituent who told me that his wife needed one of those rollators. Now, I know so much about stuff when people contact you. And I said to myself, where would I get one of them? And I remember going online and on adverts, and somebody had one free in Lucan. And I never in my life...
Those walking aids, is that what you mean?
I phoned the person in Lucan, and she says, yeah, it's here if you want it. And I went up, and I actually brought a bottle of wine up to thank the woman.
Yeah.
And I said, this isn't even for me, this is for a constituent. But the woman, it was actually brand new, and it was a health board approved appliance.
The health boards won't take back crutches, won't take back walking frames. I don't know why, because they're not sterile anyway, and why you couldn't clean them down with a bit of Dettol, I don't know.
I'm on the regional health executive, and the amount of appliances, as they're called, between crutches, between
walkers, they won't
take
them back.
Nothing. What a waste of money. There must be millions of euros of waste.
Can I ask you, Vincent, like you said that, you know, there might be teething problems at the beginning, people dumping their rubbish, but that would work itself out. Is there any way of controlling it? Is there any way of controlling, like, quality checks of some kind for things coming in?
I mean,
does that happen elsewhere?
Absolutely. If you go to Torrington's up the road here in Ballyfermot, you can't just, even if you're a waste management provider, you can't just go in. They check everything that's going in at the gate, and sometimes stuff is declined, particularly, God forbid, if there's asbestos or something found in it.
Yeah, fair.
So, but they do screen all that. They don't end up with waste that they can't get rid of. They check everything going in. And if you go in and you're known, and look at everybody from time to time, they can profile people. If you're known as somebody, but I mean, Shane mentioned there, why should the few who would, you know, who would abuse the system, why should they always prevail? And another issue is that the local authority ourselves, we're paranoid with litigation and public liability issues, and that prevents so much things happening in our society. And like, there must be ways. Like, no disrespect, when I bring, I work with young people. If I bring kids ice skating at Christmas, I give the families a disclaimer. Your children are they're insured coming and going, but the actual activity on the ice is slippy, and it is prone to a higher potential.
Yeah, people do break a wrist.
Danger.
No, they do.
And that's, otherwise we'd wrap people up in cotton wool and we'd do nothing. And that's the danger we have in Ireland.
I also do wonder, Vincent, if we infantilise people. So we say, oh, you're not mature enough for this kind of thing, so we won't let you do it. And I think, does that feed into the idea that we're not?
It does.
Like, I sometimes think treat people like adults and they'll behave like them.
Absolutely. Most people will. I have to be honest with you. I just think if we're really sincere about meeting our targets that we have to for renewable energy, for renewable waste, for the circular economy, we have to be bigger and bolder than we have been in the past. And the way we've done it in the past is not going to deliver those targets.
Look, thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is Vincent Jackson there, local election candidate and independent councillor for Ballyfermot. Let us know what you think. It is a good idea. Would we mess it up with our... just swamping the place with rubbish, or I think it's has a real merit to a change, this idea. But anyway, let us know what you think this morning. You can text away on the WhatsApp.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.